This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Do this.
Emma hates what when it comes to radio?
I hate when people, and I just did it, and I never do it normally because I'm conscious not to. I hate when people say, see you in the morning. Nice. See you later. See you tomorrow. No one can fucking see you. You're on the radio. I'll chat to you in the morning, number one. Mm. Number two, I hate when people talk to a group on the radio like, hey, gang, how are you all today?
Hey, everyone.
No, that's not the idea. You talk to one person when you're on the radio. That's the idea of the intimacy
are,
of
these are just
the
radio secrets now, and I don't agree with that. I don't agree with radio secrets on the radio.
You did a full segment on your TikTok.
Not on the radio.
Well, I'm not on the radio right now. I'm on a podcast.
It's a pod. I did know
that's
about
a very good point.
The listener being an individual because I did the Today FM School of Radio.
Do you know what I hate?
Yes, hey. Very good.
I hate you two. No, I hate...
they actually brought out new music yesterday. Big day in my household.
I meant you two.
Okay.
The two of you.
Oh,
no, I hate... get it wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I hate it.
I know,
or
but what
it's
else
on
can
all
you
podcasts.
Say?
It's like get listen to our podcast. It's wherever you get your podcast, and it's on all podcast streaming platforms. Just tell me what it's on, and I'll go listen to it. On
what, but then you have to list off them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I heard radio yesterday, which was good, or maybe I thought yesterday on the back of listening to something. I don't know. I don't think it was a fully unique thought, but I did think anyone can be a podcaster. Not anyone can be on the radio.
So true. It takes a real man to be a father.
I actually disagree. I think anyone could be on the radio. I think I could teach anyone to be on the radio.
No, but not anyone has the opportunity. Like, my point is,
oh, sorry,
you can go
yes.
and make a podcast in your bedroom. You can't get on the radio that easy.
Yeah. I always say, I agree with you.
No, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, I totally with
not
you.
Not that much room on radio
yeah,
stations
no,
for people,
not.
Whereas anyone can make a podcast.
No, I'm totally with you on that stage. But
and you know what? Sorry. If radio actually does die a death eventually, right, which hopefully never happens, there's... fuck all crack in going in and pulling up a mic to record a podcast.
Mm.
Where's the adrenaline?
Mm. Where's the liveness?
Anything could happen.
Yeah.
Anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
You know, there's a cohort of people right now on the same vibe as you're on.
Mm.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. And we're all together in a room. And
anyone else feeling the passion?
I
with
am.
This podcast intro? No.
So aroused right now.
Fiona in the morning.
Hello there. How are
hey,
we?
Good morning. How are we?
What's going on?
How are you?
You know, it's a big one when you're planning your trip to the airport. I'm not going anywhere, but I'm picking up my mum and dad tomorrow. And
are they only coming home now?
Yeah.
My
they've
God,
really
they feel like
had...
they've been away for ages.
I know.
How long were they gone? Like
they
six...
were gone 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Yeah.
Stunning.
That's what to do
so
when you're retired.
Isn't it just unreal? Yeah. But tomorrow I've decided no messing. I'm going to pay for parking and go in to wait for them.
Oh,
you're doing the whole wait till they come out and hold a sign?
No, I won't hold a sign, but I think it takes a special occasion not to be like, run down to departures
yeah.
there quick.
Get up. Yeah. Having to do a loop around the whole airport. Yeah. Oh
okay,
my
I'm
God.
I'm back around McDonald's now. Come outside. I'm looping back around again.
I actually don't think I've ever...
have
really
you not?
Get myself to, I don't think I've ever paid and gone in.
No,
but
why
it's so
would
nice.
You?
It's
I don't.
Such
I
wouldn't
even know
treat.
What to do there.
I think when my sister got engaged in France, me and my mom parked and went in. But
oh,
like
that's nice.
it was my mom's car. Like she organized it. I was just there. I was just present.
Yeah.
But that's such a treat.
It is.
That's so gorgeous.
Such a treat. Have you ever had someone wait for you?
Not in a long time.
No, I
not
feel like it might have been a thing back in the 90s
time.
Or something.
I'm always walking out being like, maybe someone's secretly
every single
me.
Time I walk through them doors, I'm like, ah, surely there's some sort of sign. It's David, you came back from Gatwick.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Guys, it's my second last day for a little while here in
Boo!
The studio. Gonna be heading
Thank
away.
God.
Yeah, I know. You've been really looking forward to this, Dave. So it's good.
One of the biggest regrets of my life was getting on the show.
Yeah, right. So, and yeah, I'm kind of one foot out and just trying to get ready for what's next in my life. I will be back very soon. I just quickly pop out a baby and then I'll be back.
A couple of days?
Yeah, that's all it takes, isn't it? Yeah. But before I go, I was thinking I should empty out my bag like that I bring in here every day because... every time I look in there, it's just such a It's a very type B, like very stressful environment. And I'm like,
what type of bag do you bring in?
It's just a handbag. Like, yeah. it's just an over the shoulder. Yeah.
It's like a
giant tote bag. It's like a sack.
It is a sack. It's giving sack. It's kind of like,
I used to have one of them and it just got so mixed up with like half a Sambo down the bottom.
Exactly.
It looks like one of those things you could crawl into.
Yeah. It's kind of giving sleeping bag a little bit.
Whereas I had to go for a backpack, even though there's very little in it.
Exactly.
Like, seriously,
that's the thing.
I rock in with just keys
and vibes.
And a good attitude.
Yeah. You're so right. Well, I did see you coming in with the doll today, which we will be talking about later, which you had to mind last night. And I wanted to shout out the window stadium.
I always feel like the backpack's handy because if you need to run to the shops right now after work, you know what
that's
I mean?
True. I mean, I do throw stuff in this if I have to like go and get groceries. But I thought, okay, right, I'll just empty some of it out now.
Oh God, so Fiona.
Okay. So, well, actually,
why, oh God, what are you expecting in it?
There's nothing crazy.
You'd imagine now. She said she's more or less saying she hasn't even looked in this bag for the last year, really.
Do you know what spurred this off? Every time I've gone to the doctors in the past, like, few weeks, which is kind of every week now at the end of the pregnancy, you do a urine sample and then they give you another pot so that you have it, like, ready to go when you go there. So there's, for the last, like, couple of months, there's been an empty, clean urine pot floating around the bag. That's gone now because I had the last doctor's appointment yesterday. So I was like, maybe I'll clean out everything else. Now, I just put these in yesterday. These are just some cereal bars. Packet of four.
Lovely.
Okay. There's a small tote bag within the bag.
That's handy.
It says it's
too small to be practical.
It's too small, but it's like a little mini. It says something on it that I can't say.
It's like what you'd give your 2-year-old to
if they wanted a tote bag to play with. There's a hairbrush that I don't use anymore. The hairbrush has stuck to it.
Another bag.
The bag that our headphones came in.
Okay.
I think.
That's nice.
So that's gorgeous. There's a banana, only from yesterday.
Thank God.
So that's not too bad. I will still eat that.
This is giving me anxiety.
There's honey, which really playing with fire with
really
that. Because that could explode.
Is that sticky on the outside at all?
It's actually not.
Wow, that's a miracle.
I'll put it back in the little orange tote bag so it stays clean. There's an apple, only packed that yesterday, so that's grand. Okay, there's a packet of half-gone Hall soothers, which I think have been there since before Christmas when I had a bit of a tickle in my throat.
The thing about those, I feel like they get manky real quick.
They
always break out of their pack and then break out of the little.
No matter what, when you open soothers, there is a hair on it.
So true. There's a Christmas decoration. It says DNF 2020. I do not know why that is in
Dwayne
my bag.
And Fiona.
There is a packet of chia seeds that I think we got in some sort of press drop a while ago.
It
that was
like
a
if the guards found
drop.
That, you'd be arrested.
I'm like, it's only seeds, guard.
It's a little bag.
But it is in a little baggie.
Like a bag
and there's
that
hair
you'd have,
coming off it.
For a button or something, that it's tiny.
Or maybe something else. Anyway, I think I'm going to put that in the bin. And
sorry, out of everything you pulled out, that's the only thing going in the bin.
That's where I draw the line. The chia seeds from November 2025. And, well, we only got these the other day, but there's about 18 Biscoff biscuits.
Nice.
That the manager of this office gave to Callum. And Callum said, I think I'm going to suck on one of those. And I didn't put the one that Callum sucked on in the bag, but I, for some reason, have a million other ones.
Are you done now? Because that's really practical that you've. I'm glad you got that job off your desk.
Ooh, there's a Lush sample of shampoo. And I don't know. It says squeak shampoo.
I really need to reevaluate what I bring to this show because sometimes I think of something and I go, no, that's too boring. Fiona is just a really, really good example.
I'll do it.
Of you can do anything on
you
this show.
You can do anything.
Totally get it.
Tomorrow,
I push the limits.
What's in my fridge?
Tomorrow.
Well, if you can bring the fridge in.
Ah, no. Should that be too much?
That would be too much content.
Too much.
Yeah.
And there's a paintbrush. That's the last.
Tomorrow we count Emma's hairs.
Oh my God, I love that.
Dougie and SZA, you are listening to Spin. Tens of thousands of people are being urged now to wear ball caps to Pitbull's big show at BST Hyde Park. This is for officially now a Guinness World Record. So it's been all crack until now. This time it's like, let's get ourselves into the book, Dally.
Can I be honest?
Yeah, you're sick of it.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm so over
it's
it.
It's funny because he's playing that gig in Limerick, isn't he, in a few months' time. And my friend Megan's going to that. And
oh, fun.
It's just when I saw this headline, I was like, it's mad. Even Megan, who'd like pride herself in looking fab, was like, oh, and get me ball cap. I can't wait. great.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I suppose it's just...
I know it's a bit of fun, but I'm
crack,
just like,
yeah.
Oh, stop.
Well, what happened was Greg James from BBC Radio 1, the breakfast show there, he, months ago, like interviewed Pitbull or whatever he said just on his radio show, he's missing a trick here. Asked them all officially to do it, break a world record, and then Pitbull apparently texted him going, "Dale, Greg, fabulous idea." Came on the show or whatever. So Hyde Park has a capacity of 65,000.
Yeah.
And most people would get on board with it anyway, but obviously there's some strict rules. So like Pitbull's putting up all these posts now being like, prepare, because you have to like wear, I don't know, for example, the vast majority of your hair has to be under the cap. Do you know what I mean?
For it to pass Guinness
requirement criteria. They really are
criteria.
The stupidest things in the world. The rules of a Guinness World Record.
Like, you know what's funny as well?
I was looking at the fish fingers one. It was like, it has to be baked for like 10 minutes and it can't be falling off. Or, I'm like, shut up.
Yeah. That's just two rules. Lads in a room being like, what else will we say? Will we say it has to be baked for 10 minutes?
4 inches.
Will we say no hairs coming out of the ball cap?
This morning I was curious because like, this is obviously a trend, and if, say, Taylor Swift wants to set a Guinness World Record for the most beads from the friendship bracelets, she would have broken that record
probably
tenfold.
Yeah.
But like, it's not officially in the, she didn't bother going for a Guinness World Record, you know,
she's
that kind of
bits on.
Exactly. But I was looking at other kind of concert related world records. We remember and love the Vegetable Instruments Orchestra. I know we talked about them, but did you ever hear what they sound?
You may remember. I have never heard of this.
No, we talked about this on the show, I'm pretty sure. They're the Vegetable Orchestra and they hold the record for the most concerts performed by a band using instruments that are solely vegetables.
Never heard of this.
And this is what they sound like. Carrot and the turnip and all. Anyway, that's theirs. The most concerts attended in one
sold
year.
Sold out the Three Arena.
This guy called Tim Schafer attended 289 concerts in 12 months. And that is the record for the most amount of gigs in one year in the Guinness Book of Records. I actually think there's got to be people. Okay, what?
289?
Yeah, so he's taking a day off every now and again if there's 365 days in the year.
Yeah, it's actually not that much.
It's not that
crazy. How committed are you?
As a feat. Mm. The coldest concert in the world. I thought this was quite cool. A performance in minus 30 degrees Celsius was done by Charlie Simpson. You know, he was in Busted. So the rules for this one was, actually, he lays it out here himself.
It's about minus 31 degrees at the moment. I've got to play for at least 15 minutes. There's got to be a crowd of at least 10 people, roughly about 30 seconds between songs. Also, obviously, my fingers being exposed to the cold weather. I've never had my fingers out at this temperature for this amount of time before, so I think that's going to be the hardest challenge.
Anyway, he smashed it, but he has
God, he's awful posh, isn't he?
Isn't he? That's exactly what I thought. I thought he was real cool when he was in the band, and then I heard him talk there, and I was
he's the guy with the eyebrows, isn't he?
Big eyebrows.
I need to do something. I'm like, shut up saying you need to do those rules.
But also,
get your fingers out in minus 31.
That's the point. I never heard.
No, of course, yeah. I know. But it's just like,
it's not just a random, get your fingers out for the boys.
Get your fingers out in minus 31 if you love Busted.
I think what I realise is I would not be arsed trying to break a Guinness World Record. Last couple of ones, the deepest concert was performed with this girl called Katie Mulia. She was 303 metres below sea level at a gas rig off the coast of Bergen in Norway, and did 30 minute concerts to an audience of 20 oil rig workers, which somewhat cool, I feel. And Spoons played musically together at the big festival, I think it was Glastonbury in England. 345 people simultaneously played Spoons together in front of judges, and they're also,
I think they did one in Wexford with tin whistles.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, there was like a world record last year during the fly.
Yeah, they did. Well, you're dead right. See, you are into it, Dave.
Just that one bit about Wexford.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm in a little bit of a bad mood this morning. I got a letter in the post, which I hate getting.
Makes me so anxious when I get a letter in the post.
Hate it.
Unless it's a handwritten and I recognise my sister's handwriting and it's a card of Florence's latest art piece. I'm like, oh, I'm going to prison. I've done something wrong.
Yeah.
No. I honestly, I totally get it because like getting post, just, it's never good news, is it?
No.
I did get one post that was good news once and it was like my insurance company gave me like a one for all voucher.
Oh, that's nice.
It was fantastic. Lovely. It was the best post I've ever opened. But I've now, since to, yet to open something like that again yesterday, I got a post from the bank.
No.
They were like, hey, you know that account you have that you use to just put money in for your rent. So like basically my rent comes out on the 17th and but I'm paid on like the 25th, so it's in there for like 30 days or 20 days or whatever. So I just put it in that account
just to hold it there.
Just to hold it.
Yeah.
And so I paid my rent on the 17th, but then it was quarterly fees, the bank said. So they took like £6 off me, okay? And then they sent me a letter because I didn't top up the account with £6. And they were like, hey, you don't have money in this account. You're meant to have money in this account at all times. So if you don't put money in this account, we're going to basically come after you. And I was like, you want me to put £6 that you took out of my account? You want me to put that back in that you took? Because you said I have to do a quarterly fee. It's basically like if you open Revolut and you open up a little pocket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It doesn't cost them any money to have that. Do you know what I mean? But yet they're charging me for it. And I just got so annoyed that I was like, you know what? I might just stop the bank. I might just finish with the bank.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I might transfer everything I have and everything I own into Revolut. I would love to see their smug face as I walk in and go, how are you? I'm closing everything. Shut that off. Say, no more David Hammond. And he's gone to Revolut.
Yeah.
I would love to see their face.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Even though you're going to deal with someone who does not care at all. They're like, okay, yeah, fine. But I would love to see
I wish there was still physical people who worked in the bank, so they had to hand you over your money back.
Yeah.
And you picked them up like...
I said, good day, sir.
Goodbye!
And walk upstairs to the Revolut shop.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good morning, miss.
So here's my question. 087-711-1038. Maybe you've done this. Maybe you're so sick of big bank. Have you transferred all your money to Revolut?
Very modern.
And has it worked? Will I still be able to get a mortgage or anything like that?
Yeah,
and
can you do everything you need that
and
way?
If there's someone here working in my bank, don't you dare call in. I do not want to talk to you. Unless you're going to give me my £6 back, I don't want to talk to you.
If you're not hard up for the £6, it's no problem. We'll pull together and give it to you.
087-711-1038. Have you moved everything to Revolut? You know someone who has? Is it working or not working? Is that the question, really?
Yeah. Is it? What do you think? Can I do that? Is that a good idea? Bad idea? Maybe you've done it. Maybe you get paid into your Revolut account. Let me know.
087-711-1038.
I'm seething, lads. The bank took £6 off me and then had the gall to send me a letter and say, why'd you have no money in your account? Because you took £6 off me, right? That was my place for where I put my rent. So
it was an account you set up purely as like a placeholder then.
Exactly. Yeah. So when it doesn't have my rent in it, it has zero. Because it's only for my rent so that I can keep it there for 70 days and then when it's rent day, send that off. They took £6 out of that. And then I was just like, right, well, I'd still pay my rent. And then it was like minus £6 in the account. And they sent me a letter and they were like, put money in this account, please. You took money out. If you want money in the account, don't take it out.
No, you're right. Yeah.
So I'm thinking, for trouble.
Will I just transfer everything over to Revolut? I'd love to just go into this bank and be like, how are you, Abe? I'm going to go and go to Revolut. So I'll see you later, Abe. And
isn't it funny that like almost the... like the metaphor is like that you're a kid and the Abe is your school teacher who you're scared of and Revolut's like your pal at the door saying, do you want to come out to play?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like it's just way more fun over there. I do know very quickly, I lived with someone before and this is about 4 years ago when we were like newer to Revolut than we are now, and back then everything was Revolut.
Really?
He had no bank account apart from Revolut and everything went through that way.
I do like that. So yeah, I'm trying to ask, should I go to Revolut? What do you think? 087-711-1038.
Hiya Trish.
How are you?
Not too bad. Trish, what do you think about my idea to move all of my money from my bank to Revolut?
Well, you see, I'm quite old, okay? I think, you know, suck it up, pay the €6, because one day you'll have to go to the bank and say, can I have a mortgage?
Do you think, so I will have to go to the bank. But what if I just went to the bank and said, I'm going to quit, but I'll see you in 10 years when I can actually...
Yeah. Come back when you're ready for a mortgage and say, I was only messing about.
You say, I think I'm grown up now.
You think I'm grown
up? Perfect. Banks love to hear that.
Yeah.
Here's a mortgage, sir.
Admit to being a child.
I do think Revolut do mortgages. I obviously think, I don't know any more than that, apart from that it exists.
Imagine your house being owned by Revolut. A bit of an ick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? David Hammond, he got his mortgage off Revolut.
Thanks, Trish.
Thanks, Trish.
Thanks, Trish.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Imagine you're splitting your mortgage bill with whoever, if you go out on your own or with someone, be like,
yeah,
hey, can you send me the split
Revolut
for the mortgage
request
there?
For half the thing. Katrina just texted, I moved to Revolut years ago. It's brilliant. Also, I just got mortgage approval and there was no issue.
Oh,
what's
there
next?
You go.
Pay for mortgage with a Leap card.
Yeah.
1038. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go.
It's just gone 8 o'clock. You're with Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Hello.
And from half 8 this morning, we will play the girly quiz with Dave before Fiona heads off maternity leave. I'll be on my own with him then.
With a boy.
With a boy.
With a boy.
Emotional.
Right. Well, really setting us up for success there. Yeah. Listen, to be honest, I'm kind of all over the place because something happened the other day that I just still haven't stopped thinking about. Woke up on Sunday and me and Pippa were going for lunch in her parents' house. But that wasn't until like 3 o'clock. We were going out for dinner. And I was like, well, we need something before then. So what do? Well, we get a breakfast roll, but we could split the breakfast roll.
Great. Oh my God, skinny legends.
Right. So I drove 10 minutes to a good deli.
Yeah.
And I was like, if we were getting a breakfast roll, we're going to do it right.
Yeah.
So I drove out to a good deli. Always has really good stuff. It's the Spar and Clonsky. Do you know that one?
Oh,
the one on
yes.
the corner there?
Yes.
Yeah, the one on the little triangle thing?
It is a good one.
So I went there, right? And I was at the deli. And I said, can I get a breakfast roll, please? He said, yeah, no bother. Do you want the sausages? Yeah. Do you want the rashers? Yeah. Do you want the white pudding? Yeah. Do you want a fried egg? Yeah, ooh. I says. Thinking, she'll just cut up a fried egg and put it on the thing. What did she do? She went and she fried an egg.
Stop.
No, she didn't.
She went and she fried an egg.
That's, you don't get that in many delis.
And
there.
It was like, I just waited there for 2 minutes and then she came back and she cut up the egg she just fried, put it on the roll. It was, mwah, unbelievable.
You didn't get that scary egg that's been under
no,
the lamp all day.
But as soon as I said, yeah, I'll have the fried egg, I was like, damn it, why did I say that? She's going to give me the most disgusting looking thing.
I just don't agree with pre-made eggs. Like a boiled egg, grand,
no, you're right.
But a pre-made fried egg is just disgusting.
What about at a hotel buffet when you open it and there's all the eggs there and they're kind of fried but they look like they're in a little cup almost?
Yeah, they look a bit cuter, I suppose. But in a deli, it just makes me feel like, God, that's the new COVID.
It really does.
That's what'll get us next.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she fried the egg in front of
that's
me.
That's unbelievable.
And then put it on the thing. It was amazing. So, yeah, Spar.
Mention that Spar again.
Spar and Clonsky, you should go there because they fry their eggs.
They'll fry you an egg now.
Yeah.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
He's kind of an enigma, isn't he? Like, you know nothing about Bruno Mars' personal life.
So true.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's true.
There's never any gossip.
Well, there was that whole Vegas scandal.
Oh yeah, he's broke.
Yeah, do Vegas own Bruno Mars? Let us know. 7711-1038.
It's 9 minutes after 8. Tricky. We're about to ask Mark. Hopefully we'll get through all 10 questions. Hopefully he'll get them all correct. Mm. Hopefully he'll win a grand. Are you off to work this morning?
Just, yeah, heading to work as usual.
What do you do, Mark?
I work for a delivery company.
Oh, are you the person that delivers catering or food or something?
No, furniture. Remember Caroline International? Remember we were talking about Vogue?
Yes.
We were talking about Vogue.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, so you do all the big moving.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very good. And any plans for the weekend at this stage?
No plans. Working as usual.
Oh, my God.
God, living the dream, Mark.
You seem to work an awful lot. When do you get a break?
On a Sunday.
You do 6 days, do you?
Well, sometimes I do, yeah. We try and build up our days. I'm trying to build up so I can retire early.
Oh, very nice.
Good for you.
So Sunday is your day to hunker down in this fuzzy charge snooty and pretend that the only bit that exists of you outside the snooty is your feet and walk around the house like that all day for entertainment purposes.
Mm-hmm. Now you have it.
Thank you. I had a feeling that was you, Mark.
And Mark, where?
I'll send in a video when I'm dancing in the mirror, innit?
Please do.
I beg.
Mark, where are you in the world right now?
I'm heading towards Selbridge.
You're heading towards Selbridge, very nice. And you think you can take on the tricky 10. Do you think you can do 10 questions correct to win that €1,000?
I'm hoping. I've been playing it along since I started and we've been doing good.
Okay.
I've never got the air code wrong until yesterday.
Oh, really?
Seven.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, you may be sure there's one in there today.
What was the was it the four courts yesterday?
Yeah.
The four
which was Dublin seven, because that's in Smithfield, isn't it?
That's very impressive. No one ever gets those questions, so that's you're already on to a winner if you get that, Mark.
All right, Mark.
I probably got it wrong today, knowing me.
Stop.
I'm trying to find.
I think he'll be fine.
No, I think you'll be good.
I think you'll get that one.
All right, Mark, this is the tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. Ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, so if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a brand new fuzzy charged snoodie to get cozy this winter. And if you answer all 10 questions correctly, we give you that €1,000 on the spot. Kira currently on top of the leaderboard, scoring 7 in 47.97 seconds. We're hoping you can beat it, Mark, just for you, because we feel you deserve a fuzzy charged snoodie. You work very, very hard.
Yes.
So, Mark, the very best of luck. Emma's going to ask your questions. Here we go.
You ready? 3, 2, 1, start the clock. The word queuing contains how many vowels?
Sorry?
The word queuing contains how many vowels?
Three.
In time zones, Berlin is currently how many hours ahead of Dublin?
One.
What is 45 divided by 5?
9.
US comedy Brooklyn Nine-Nine ran for how many seasons?
8.
Carol's Cross in Terranure is in Dublin. What W?
Dublin 12.
How many sleeves does the average jumper have?
2.
What is the second smallest value of euro banknote?
10.
How many goals were in the Wolves Arsenal game last night in total?
4.
On a 24-hour clock, what time would it be at 1500 hours?
3 o'clock.
Okay, Mark, very good. Whew, how do you think you got on?
The air code caught me 1 to 10 and I said 12. I'm in that frame now.
It's called the Hall of Fame, and you have added an answer to the Hall of Fame, which we're actually buzzing about because we haven't had a Hall of Fame answer in a while.
All right, let's tot them up, Mark.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Way!
Score a 7.
Very, very good, Mark. All right, let's have a look at the ones that caught you out. The word queuing contains how many vowels? It was 5.
Right.
Carol's Cross and Terranure is in air code Dublin. What W?
I can't believe we also gave him the W.
I know. But yeah, well, it is like, because W is not a tricky 10 thing. Mm. So you said 12, it was 6. And then there was just one question we didn't get to in time. So you played a blinder.
You really did, Mark. Well,
and I don't know how I didn't get the air code because I'm in Dublin.
So many people say that every day. They're like, I'm in Phoenix Park right now.
Mark, listen, you did so well. Fair play to you.
Well done, Mark.
Well done, Mark.
Thank you so
Have
much.
A great day. Good luck.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Talk to you later.
I really like Mark. Unfortunately, he didn't get the 7 within the time. Like, he got it within the full time. So, like, he didn't beat Kira's score of 7 47.97 seconds.
Kira was speedy.
She was speedy. Do you think you can beat Kira? Be our final player tomorrow morning. All you got to do is tricky in a WhatsApp to 0877111038. Score over 7 or score 7 before 47.97 seconds.
That's for the fuzzy charged snoodie, but imagine the fun. We'd love to give away €1,000
on a Friday.
Last day before her mat leave. That'll be a good little celebration.
It's your Friday for 6 months. Good morning. Well, on Tuesday's show, our Fiona Frawley, who is going on maternity leave tomorrow for 6 months, would you believe?
It's actually pretty standard.
Ridiculous, I know. Absolutely ridiculous. Listen, she goes on maternity leave. But in order for us to have one final week of Fiona Frawley banter, she decided to bring us in a fake baby. A baby Annabelle, if you will. Something you'd give a child for her birthday to look after. That's what Fiona gave us. And we had to bring it home and mammy it for 24 hours without turning it off.
Mm-hmm. It's very vocal, this thing, isn't it?
It's very vocal, but I have found out if you put the dodie in its mouth and lie it down, it will sleep for as long as you want it.
Oh, really?
Until you take the dodie out.
How didn't I got that?
I know, yeah.
That's what happens with a real baby as well.
Yeah.
Dave took the interesting option to breastfeed the doll. Like, that was not a requirement
at
all.
I didn't do that, but I will tell you, I kind of embodied an Irish
mother.
Mammy. Like a real Dublin mammy.
Great.
You know what I mean? And so, do you want to find out how it went?
Absolutely. All right. Dying.
Well, finally, me little perfect angle arrived. Came swimming out, she did, girls. We had a great first day together. I brought her straight to Mass to get the ashes on her forehead. Gracias, Father. Yeah, we did. We got the communion as well. We did, and the priest gave you a blessing. Yeah, wasn't he very good? Yeah, he was. Yeah. Your mammy's in work.
Gracias, Father.
Then she had camogie practice then, so I brought her to that. She wasn't too buzzing. Come on, you have to wake up. We're getting you to camogie class. Come on. She's pretending to sleep now, so she doesn't have to go to camogie. Isn't that right? Jesus, girls, it's freezing out. I had to watch her in the car. I was like, how are kids doing? But you know what? Kids are so resilient.
They're so resilient these days.
More than you think is right. Home time then for a fifth food. I heated it up for her because, of course, poor thing can't even hold her head up without me. Did a little fashion show then, stuck on some new Prada glasses I bought her. Lads, she hated them.
Oh. What's wrong? They're your brand new Prada glasses. Do you not like them? Right, I'll take them off you, so. Oh, yeah, now you're quiet.
She must be more of a Gucci guy. Like our mammy. What? We went for a little nap then, watched some curling on the TV. I don't get that at all. We hadn't a clue what was going on, but she liked the colours and so did I. Introduced Annabelle to my housemates then. They refused to call her anything but Gary, so we changed her name to Gary. We went to the pub and the nice man got her a high chair. And we had a pint with my housemates, and then we went home, and the social services came in, took her off me, which I didn't mind because I was wrecked, girls, and Love Island was starting. Got a great night's sleep, and yeah, I'm excited to do it all over again now today. Does anyone know where the social services building is so I can collect her? Because I'm coming for you, Gary, Mammy's perfect little angle. Full video on our Instagram at officialspin103 if you want to see me with Gary.
I think you took to this like a duck to water. Yeah, as soon as the fake baby arrived in studio on Tuesday, Dave kind of took her under his wing.
Yeah, you did. You did take little Gary.
I think I literally had to do bare minimum. And yous were like, oh, it's so cute.
I know.
I literally picked her up by her leg and they were, it suits you, Dave.
It's like when the baby's father minds its own child and they're like, he's babysitting.
No,
that's his own child.
I'm going to keep doing that for you for 6 months. I'm like, oh, it's Dwayne babysitting.
Catch the video of Dave and baby Gary on Spin's Instagram.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
One of my favourite Wish.com stories is our Michaela Hayes. Many years ago, she shared this on Twitter. I didn't even know Michaela that well. Michaela's on After Us at 10, by the way. And she'd ordered this like mat or rug for her bedroom.
Oh yeah.
And it came across like it was quite lengthy, maybe like a meter and a half, you know, something just to put your toties on when you stand out of the bed. Yeah. What arrived was like a face cloth.
Yeah, it was
essentially.
I never even like heard of Michaela Hayes, but I remember this tweet.
You're like, oh, you're a small rug girl. Welcome in. Congrats on the new job.
Well, something similar happened to me just yesterday. Fiona, famous in studio for consistently, like every 10 minutes, no less, she would apply nipple cream to her lips. It's like you're addicted to it, aren't you?
Yeah, it's like the best lip balm you'll ever get. It is for like cracked and sore nipples when you're breastfeeding, but it's unbelievable.
You've been using this long before you were pregnant. It's just something that you came across as being really effective.
I think in like 2020 I saw someone on TikTok say it's the best lip balm you'll ever get, and I've never looked back. Yeah. No, it's a thing.
Hasn't it ruined your day several times when you've come in here and realised
when I haven't had it
at home?
I have to have a spare one in my locker now.
Okay.
I have them everywhere in every corner of my universe.
Just go to absolute bits when it's cold, and they were horrible looking the other day, and I was borrowing Fiona's nipple cream for my lips, and I said, right, I'm going to go off and order this for myself now. So I sent a screen grab to Fiona. Is this the brand, blah blah, off I went. Package arrives yesterday. I'm really excited. This is what I got.
Oh my god. It's a sample.
But it's still the same one. I used to buy the small one before I became fully reliant on this.
This was like €7.
Oh my god.
It's like for a Sylvanian.
It was so cheap.
It's like for a Sylvanian family. It's like an accessory that you get when you're a child playing with the Polly Pocket. That's the size. It actually is, I think, the same size as my thumb.
No way.
But it's perfect. You only need a tiny bit.
Oh, I fell off my chair.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's all happening. Awful. That's because the nipple cream is very slippery. So you know you will.
It's the girly quiz. Make a
man. Yeah. How will Dave do? Class. No.
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Wow. After all these years, now you decide to mix it up.
I love that. You're like a hype man.
Just realised that it means absolutely nothing. And if I lose, my life is still exactly the same. Because the last time I played the girly quiz, it was contentious, I'll tell you that
much.
Oh
my God, it was.
I know, you were so relaxed. What are you talking about?
Two weeks ago when we played the girly quiz with Dave before he went on holidays, he threw quite the stomper. So let's see how we get on today. Stomper? Yeah.
So much so that Dad texted me saying, please relax.
Calm down, Dave.
Calm down.
Okay, so far this year, Dave has won the girly quiz twice, has lost the girly quiz three times. Naturally, this is going to be Fiona's last time being involved in this for a few months while she had some maternity leave. Let's put him through his paces with Fee for the final time. He needs to get through three questions and actually get them all correct in order to win the week. But he does have two lifelines to help him out. One is his 50-50 or his Simplify, and one is his phone a female. It's Emma this morning. Hello.
Morning, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Good morning. You're going to win today.
Thank you, Emma, because I have
the confidence
you.
We need.
Because I have you. Do you know what? I pretend, Emma, to not care about this whole thing and that, you know, it means nothing and my life is still the same, but it's not. It really isn't. If I lose the girly quiz, I go home and I rip up my bed sheets. And
oh,
I go
my
mad.
God.
So please help. Please, it's very healthy. Please help me win, Emma. What is your area of expertise when it comes to women, the females, the girlos, if you will? Is it beauty? Is it health? Is it the body parts?
I would say maybe beauty.
Beauty. No one ever says body parts.
No.
I think it's
why.
Kind of a given.
Do you know when last week when Dwayne stood in for you, he asked the body parts question
good
and
man,
I was
Dwayne.
Like, grounds for divorce, I think.
Just to say, we do always mention this, if there are young kids in the car, please keep your hands on the dial because you never know where the girly quiz is going to go in terms of what's going to be mentioned.
I was about to say they're all on maternity leave. No, they're all on half term.
Oh, they are. Time for them to hear this stuff.
Well, just on this one in particular, question three is one that you might want to be wary of if you're a parent this morning. Let's kick this off.
And as I always say, if you're a child in the car and you hear something you're not supposed to, don't ask your parents.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Don't say it.
Google it.
Shut up.
Right? Okay. Dave, question number one on the girly quiz. Name three benefits of using a tangle teaser.
I hate the benefits questions.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like this is just, I can never think of them. They never come to my head.
You don't want life to be easier for women?
A tangle teaser. Straighter hair. Okay. Straighter hair. I'm going to go with...
Do you know what a tangle teaser is?
Yeah, it's a like a denotter, I'd imagine, probably. Like a hairbrush.
Mm-hmm. And how would you say, sorry, how would you in your head say it's different to just a standard hairbrush?
I think it probably has more bristles than a standard hairbrush is. Plus, it's in like a different shape. It's kind of looks like a fridge magnet, almost.
I get you.
Right,
you
know that, that is what's on the back of the packet when you buy it.
Bar of soap.
Yes,
like
a bar of soap.
Magnet.
That's good. Okay, so give me the question again.
Three benefits, please, of using a tangle teaser.
Okay, straighter hair or bouncier hair. Maybe let's go bouncier hair. Also, the cleaner hair.
Can I ask what your thought process is? Why do you think it would be straighter and why do you think cleaner?
Just because when it clumps together, it kind of looks a bit greasy, doesn't it? So if you had the detangler, it would look kind of like flowy and nice. I'm trying to think of that word. Split ends. No split ends. It gets rid of split ends.
And again, do you have any ideas as to why you're saying that?
I'd imagine it probably brushes through them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of what's the benefit to any hairbrush.
Any hairbrush.
So I think gets rid of split ends. Cleaner hair. Bouncier hair. No, let's take out bouncier hair and add volume. I'm not getting anything from them, which makes me think this is incorrect. And a tangle teaser may be actually something completely different, like it's actually some sort of computer program or something. So
it's an extension.
I'm trying to think.
Sims.
Will we simplify it? Let's simplify it.
Okay. All right. Entering simplify mode. Name one benefit of using a tangle teaser, David Hammond.
Oh God!
Just the one.
Just the one. Let's go with, why would you use it? To not have knots in your hair.
You kind of can't.
Come on. I mean, it's I don't a, love it.
It's would an you annoying ex- Dave answer, but it is technically
you kind of can't argue though. Yeah.
Would you have gotten, would you have accepted to get rid of split ends?
I wouldn't, it would say basically it would reduce breakage.
So yeah. Okay, would you have accepted a bouncier hair?
No. Bouncy, no.
Volume?
No.
Okay. But straighter, Adam? Because smoother.
I would have then added a point of contention because on the Tango Teaser website, there is a version of comb that adds height, texture and volume.
Mm.
Yeah, that's not why you're buying it. You're buying
volume.
It.
Anyway, he's got the point.
I got the point.
Yeah, well done, Dave.
You're buying it basically to stop damaging your hair with a regular hairbrush, and it's much easier if you've just come out of the shower and your hair's a bit knotty. That's kind of the vibe.
It reduces split ends, but it wouldn't like stop brush eliminate. Over them and get rid of them kind of thing.
Like one for one.
It's a good one. Tangled Caesar.
One out of one. That's good. That's
question well two. Done. He still has Emma on the phone if he needs her. Messenger, Dave, bucket and saddle are all types of what?
Messenger.
Bucket and saddle.
Messenger is a Facebook app.
So true.
Bucket, I'm pretty sure, is when you want to book a table for a restaurant. And saddle is a social media where horse girls can get together and just enjoy life. They're all three very different things. I genuinely haven't a breeze.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think Emma would know this?
I think so.
Saddle, bucket, messenger. Is it bucket as in, like, my granny would say bucket?
A bucket. No,
bucket. Or is it bucket?
Spade.
Like a bucket and
bucket
spade.
Bucket and spade,
like
yeah.
Bucket and spade. Okay. Bucket. And saddle.
And messenger.
And messenger. I haven't a clue. There's nothing there. There's no
common ground.
There's no common ground between any of them.
Mm. What makes it a great question?
I wonder, are there lads listening to this that know that and they're going, oh, it's clearly this. Am I missing something? Is
I'd
it obvious?
Say some lads would know it.
Is it obvious?
No, it's not too obvious. But when you hear the answer, you'll be like, oh, yeah.
Messenger.
But I think Emma could help you.
Bucket. Saddle. No, I haven't a clue. We're going to have to call in, Emma.
Okay.
There she is.
I'm hoping during my deliberation, if she didn't know, she Googled it.
Emma. Is that what you do?
I've got 30 seconds on the clock. I'm really hoping you can tell me what bucket, saddle, and the other one is.
Messenger.
I do know this one. Yes. They are types of bags. I never heard of messenger before, but I know the other two are types of bags, so I hope that that's right.
Like handbags?
Yeah.
Emma, I appreciate your confidence.
Should I?
Stop the
Very
clock.
Good. Right.
Final
you
answer.
The rest of the time.
They're types of handbags.
Yes.
Wow. Sometimes when questions are asked, I'm like, there's no way it could be that. How has that not come up before?
Yeah. I know. It was really, really good.
A messenger bag is like almost like a little clutch bag, I think, isn't it?
No, it's like it crossbody. Goes over crossbody and like, you know, like you're a newspaper deliverer. That kind of one.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Then obviously a bucket is kind of like the big bag that Fiona has there.
Or right, like, okay. Do you know those Louis Vuitton ones that like have a drawstring at the top?
Yes, yes, yes. Emma, well done. Fair play to you. You've won yourself the €50 Just Eat voucher. Thank her, Dave. Thank you so much, Emma.
Thank
Emma.
You.
Style
Thank queen.
You. Have a great day.
Well done.
Now,
all right, we rock on.
You're on your own. And it's a bit of a spicy one. We did warn you, if you have little ears in the car, maybe this is your time to switch over. Or it's your time to have a conversation about human Things. Life, okay?
All right, here we go. Question number three, Dave.
What is the name of the exercise that can improve sex for women? What is the name of the exercise that can improve sex for women?
Oh. It can improve sex.
Improve.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said improve.
Improve sex.
I had sex, I can prove it.
Look what I can do.
I have a certificate and all.
You don't know where she's from, Wexford.
Fair on holidays. Pilates. What is the exercise that can improve? I think it's Pilates. It could also be yoga. But I think it's the one. I think it's the, not the heated yoga. It's the. I saw it in the gym yesterday. It's
what
the.
What's in the gym?
It's the really hard one, like really, really difficult one. I actually saw guys on the poster as well, which I was like, interesting.
Sorry, do you mean a machine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's something Pilates.
Can we say, like,
oh,
it's more one specific move? than a practice all in all.
Yeah, you're talking about yoga generally. This is a particular exercise. Like, for example...
Oh my God!
No.
Sorry, did I do too much?
No, it's
with that?
Okay.
I think I have it.
I think that's fair. Because I think you just misinterpreted.
And do you know what? As soon as I say this, you could laugh and go, okay, never mind, he doesn't have it. I think it's pelvic floor muscles. Like pelvic floor exercises. I think that's it. And I don't have any clue whatsoever. I've just heard people talk about pelvic floor.
We're going to have to give it to you.
Yes!
Wow. What we were looking for was Kegels, but yeah.
But
Kegels,
that is, it's a name for a pelvic floor exercise.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you tighten them, you loosen them, you tighten them again.
I can't believe I remembered that.
In that gym is so embarrassing. You need to be a confident gal to walk up.
Is it the one?
Wait, I thought you were talking about the reformer machine.
Reformer Pilates
machine.
No, in the gym.
I thought you were talking about
that. I was in before in the corner and they kind of faced it away from the room.
Is it the one?
Oh, like the one where you like open and it goes inside your head?
It's like being a gynecologist.
Why is it so embarrassing?
I'm like,
oh my God.
Don't look at me.
Fair play to Dave. You just took the win on the girly quiz. Question 3 was a bit of a spicy one. So just that's your warning now. There's kids in the car. Okay, cool. Question 3 this week was, what is the name of the exercise that can improve sex for women? The answer being Kegels, but you said...
Pelvic floor exercises.
Yes, indeed.
To improve your pelvic floor muscles.
That is what they are.
That is it. Yeah, he got the point and took the win this week. Trish was in touch on this. Well done, Dave.
Thank you.
Every woman listener is suddenly clenching their pelvic floor muscles. Trying to make sure their eyebrows don't move up and down at the same time.
Literally, what? You only do it when someone says, reminds you of them. And then you're like, oh yeah, I do them the whole time.
What are you talking about?
I suppose like when you clench, maybe your eyebrows would like naturally go up and down. It's just like
a bit of a
giveaway. Muscle reaction.
Oh my God.
You should be doing them all day, every day apparently. And I go through a phase sometimes where I'm like, oh yeah, I'll get into that now. And
I'll do those Kegels now in a minute after I have a sit down.
Let's go.
Hello, how are we?
Hello, how are you? Do you know what's a beautiful sight when you're driving out of work that I will miss now? When you drive out of where we park and you turn the corner and you see a car haphazardly parked with its hazards on in the bus lane, and you see David Hammond out by the flower sellers waiting for her to give him.
Did you see
some flowers? Yeah. And I was like, what is that car doing parked there? And I was like, oh, Dave must be getting Pippa some flowers.
I was trying to get Pippa flowers, but you're one who usually sells me flowers on that street.
She's the girl on Faith Street, sorry.
Yeah. Wasn't there.
Oh, was she?
No, she were just her flowers were there. And I was like, hello.
Oh, because sometimes she does go off and do her bits. And obviously, there's just a lot of loyalty to her there because she's been there so long.
So I get her. I prefer to go to her. I just like her.
She's a nice person.
Yeah, of course. You're so cute that you stop and get Pippa flowers after work.
To be honest, it's more to give your one money. I like your one.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
And the bonus is flowers.
Are they pricey?
No, they're not at all. Like, sunflowers are Pippa's favourite flowers, so I always get her sunflowers. They're like 15 quid or something.
That's good.
They're really, really good.
And so did she not come back in time? Were you not able to get them?
No, I stood there for 5 minutes and I was just like, I'm just going to go then.
Pippa
was ringing me, so I was like, I don't want to be standing around. And she was like, what are you doing?
I'm late because I got you flowers, you ungrateful wench.
Yeah, no, I didn't get her in the end. But I was wondering, I was like, standing on the middle of Georgia Street looking to make sure my car wasn't clamped and looking to see if your one had returned to Fade Street to sell some flowers.
I
was kind of just looking about, and then I was like, I just thought to myself, me and Fiona left at the same time. I wonder when she's going to arrive. You obviously just arrived straight after I...
Yeah, you didn't recognise me in my new vroom. So will you
is that what it is?
Yeah,
you have a new car?
So are you going to get them today? You have to.
No, I wasn't.
Now that I've said it. Yeah. Come on. Pippa's getting some flowers.
We'll say this in fairness, right? I buy the flowers there all the time.
Yeah.
I did at one stage, I think it was some anniversary or something, and I bought them for delivery on like a flowers app.
Oh yeah.
Or a flowers thing. Mm-hmm. It cost me 80 quid. They came in one of those little kind of
bucket things
and like a basket. They were dead in 2 days.
No,
2 days.
It's way better.
The ones I buy on Faith Street, they're alive for 2 weeks. Like.
Big up the flower lady on Faith Street. Is her name actually Bridie?
I think it's Bridie.
She's giving Bridie.
She hangs outside Hogan's.
Go on.
Just get back to your stand.
Bridie. Yeah, we'll get you back.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Lads, if you're someone who frequents Drury Street in Dublin, which I feel like most people do because it's the place to be at the moment.
Seems to.
You might have noticed a new opening coming soon beside the Heartbreak Social Club, which is the like aesthetically pleasing tattoo shop that has it's all pink inside. It has the beautiful tiles. It has the stained glass windows. They're opening what looks like a Vegas style wedding chapel.
Yes. Did I see something about this?
Yeah. So I haven't
seen this.
I've been going past it like for the past few weeks and it says chapel. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what they're doing there. And then on Instagram in the last few days, they've announced it's going to be a Vegas style chapel. You can book in there for real weddings.
Class.
For like intimate style ones or like vow renewals or elopements or whatever. It's launching.
So is it genuine like?
Yeah. Okay. You can, like, I guess like anywhere. If
Why?
You get it. Because it's a cute, quirky vibe.
Yeah, like, but like it's a real marriage.
Oh yeah, you get like a celebrant in, I suppose. It's like just a venue that you can rent.
Yeah. So similar to going to, what's the name of the place you go to in Dublin if you don't want to go to a church or whatever?
Like City Hall.
City Hall.
Yeah, you just get your celebrant in, and if they're the kind of pictures that you want, you can look on Heartbreak Social Club's Instagram, and like the pictures look unreal. They look very cool if you're that kind of aesthetic.
Imagine
you know?
A lovely sunny day. You come out of there, you're on Fade Street, like the place is hopping.
Yeah, and, you know, have your little sunnies on. You have a pint, what have you.
Or in the evening time when they have all the fairy lights.
Yeah, exactly.
So nice.
And there is a healthy supply of Elvis impersonators in Dublin. Yeah. If that's what you want, I can think of one outside the Ashleaf Shopping Centre. I can think of a guy that used to go. I know Bray is technically Wicklow, but there used to be an Elvis who went around there.
There's one in Drogheda too.
Is there? Mm-hmm. And in the pub I used to work in, Brady's in Shankill, there was like this Elvis singer who people used to follow around to every pub, like a pub singer that was he was just such a good
you
Elvis.
Never forget
any
good, yeah.
other yeah. impersonators, like where are the Justin Bieber impersonators, where are the Jonas Brothers impersonators,
in a few
why is
years
it always Elvis
maybe when we're
but
all
I feel
retired
like it's been Elvis for 60
that's
years
that's a really
like.
Good point
I guess Elvis like he does kind of he was a big
the thing
deal.
About it is like say Bruce Springsteen, how do you dress up like him with Elvis? You know, you got the wig, you got the white suit, you got the guitar. It's like, oh, there's Elvis. It's so identifiable.
It's a strong aesthetic.
Some like 60-year-old with like all white and a bit of purple hood.
Baby. I follow him to everyone.
The high top.
Some lad in a hoodie in a car park standing on business.
Hey!
Doing backflips, Benson Boone.
So, obviously, if it is the kind of wedding you want, do start thinking about what Elvis impersonator you want. I was also thinking of like, I think it's just going to be called The Chapel and they're just leaving it as that because obviously in Vegas, there's loads of these chapels, so they have to name them their own thing. There's like the Sure Thing Wedding Chapel, the Little White Wedding Chapel.
Oh, that's the one that's very famous. I think I've heard of that a bit.
Is it? Yeah. I think so. The Little White Chapel. Yeah. Chapel of the Bells, Little Neon Chapel. So I was like, what could we call it in Dublin? Mm. Like, what would be like yup out of a chapel? Do you know what I mean? Obviously, because they do piercings and stuff there, You Pierced My Heart Chapel.
That's good.
They do tooth gems in there at the moment, so Be My Little Tooth Gem Chapel.
Yeah.
You know, like you're permanently on my mouth because we kiss and stuff. Giz Ends of that chapel. Lil Damp Yoke Chapel. How's Your Ma, Will Your Da Marry Me Chapel. I'm really just on the first draft with these.
That's
so
okay.
Feedback.
Are you missing the most obvious one?
Will You Meet Me at the Chapel?
Yeah, it's a good one.
What's the most obvious one?
Chapel Is It.
Chapel Is It, but where's the romance?
Have you never been to Chapel Is It?
Have you seen
the
that
The place
bypass?
Screams romance.
It really does. Final one, Fridget's Out Chapel. No Fridget's allowed to get married.
I love that. Me and Jack's second date was in Sis Madden's across the road. We had a toasty.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And you know, for so long, wasn't the building next to Sis Madden's, it was boarded up for so long, that's finally open. It's some kind of a fancy restaurant now as well, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's the back of Seoul, the
you
fish restaurant.
You can literally get it all done on Drury Street.
You can get all your, and there's like a vintage kind of wedding shop, Jenny Vander. You could go in, get your dress, get married, offer a toasty, and
there
then
you go, your next date spot.
There you
Chapel
go.
Chapel Is It.
Oh my god, please, we'll all go to the wedding and then get tattoos.
No ring yet.
I love fish.
Right.
Okay.
I love watching fish. Mm. I love eating fish.
Mm.
And I love the names of certain fish.
Mm. Yeah.
A lot of them are fantastic. Have you ever had a pet fish before? goldfish or maybe guppies or something like
that. Yeah, my granny and granddad used to have a lovely garden long, long time ago when I was a kid, and they had two ponds in the garden.
Oh, cool.
It was really cool. And it was full of goldfish. And I remember we got one for, I think, my christening. And when we moved from Dublin down to the country, like, that fish lived till I was about 11.
Wow.
It was crazy. It was a huge lad.
It was always the ones that you take absolutely no care of. Yeah. They'd live forever. I remember my mom would be like, are these going to pack it in soon? Because I need the counter space back in the kitchen. Like, yeah.
When I first moved out, I decided to get some fish. And,
did you?
I got guppies, which multiply like guppies.
Okay.
Mother of God, there was 20,000 of them in the
guppies
tank.
Is such a cute name.
Yeah, it is.
I just love that my niece Florence had a fish and she called him Dermot.
Yeah, Dermot. For no reason. That's good.
She's so quirky and random.
Did you ever play the game, like at like a fun fair or whatever, and you'd have to like land the €2 on like a little square on a table, and that's how you won the goldfish? And it would be
that
a
was
bag.
Real American. I've never seen
was
that
it?
In Ireland. Yeah, I've never seen that in Ireland.
Have you seen
but,
a few places?
Speaking of, you said guppies was a cute name. There are other names for fish that are kind of bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we'd play a game called Is It a Real Fish Name? Or have I made it up?
Can I just to check, what's your research on this? You ask like people across Dublin what their fish names
no,
are?
No, not personal names, like the name
breed.
Of the type of fish.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
Great.
So like, you know the way in dogs you'd have like maybe a Cocker Spaniel
Pomeranian
or something mm-hmm. like that. Fish are the same, not all fish are fish.
Not all fish are goldfish.
Not all fish are goldfish.
Gotcha.
So we'll start off easy with Wahoo.
Easy. A wahoo, I bet you it's in the waters around Hawaii.
Yeah, like tropical kind of
gorgeous.
Fish. Yeah,
well
yeah.
done, Hawaii. It is a wahoo.
It? No way.
Yeah,
no way.
Very good. Let's go with a bony-eared ass fish.
A bony-eared ass fish. It sounds like someone in Ireland saw that in the coast of like Dunleary and was like, that's a bony-eared ass fish.
It's a bony-eared ass fish right there.
It sounds like something you'd make up, but also I do think it's real.
It is real.
Yay. Wow. Is it an Irish fish?
I don't know anything about it. I just have the name.
Ass fish.
How about Cutie Patootie?
Aww. No, you made that up.
I did make that
Yay.
Up.
Yay.
Boops Boops.
Boops Boops.
I think you made that up.
I did not make that up.
What?
That's
boops,
a real
boops.
Fish.
Oh my God.
Boops
gosh.
Boops. The slippery fella.
I wish that existed, but I don't
think you made
so.
That one up, but it's
I
great.
I did make that
slippery
up.
Slippery young lad.
Slippery dick.
What? that's real.
I won't
that's
be good. Repeating.
Gotta be real. Gotta
it
be real.
Is real. Yay. Well done. These are all real types of fish. Smiling Sally.
Smiling Sally? That sounds bold. We'll go with, yeah, that's yeah. real.
No, I made that up.
Damn it.
Did you? That's very good.
Thank you.
That's very like, we caught some Smiling Sallys over the weekend yeah. with my son.
Yeah.
Came up to Lake Michigan.
Lump suckers.
Ooh.
I think this could be real because I'm getting the vibe that they're all a bit just like insulting.
I think they name them what they look like. So yeah, lump suckers.
Lump suckers is a real fish.
I imagine the lump sucker fish has those real big, like pronounced cheeks. And they go like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They suck lumps.
That doesn't translate very well
lumps.
In audio, sorry.
That was good.
DDA Drogba's.
DDA Drogba's.
Is that a football player?
Yeah, or like a
You're
football
a
boot or something.
Dave, I'm too good at football these days.
If it was just me, you'd probably get that.
That is a former Chelsea player.
Yay.
Dump gulper shark.
A real.
Dumb gulper shark.
Yeah,
real.
Go on.
It's real. A tasseled wobbegong.
Ooh.
I like
Australian
the sound of it.
Vibes, I think.
I'd say when you go to the aquarium, they've got the loveliest fins.
Yes.
I'd say that's real.
Tasseled wobbegong is real.
Yes.
And
we're
lastly,
so good at this.
Lastly,
we are killing it.
And you have to get this one: the huma huma nuka nuka akawa ah.
Say that three more times.
A huma huma nuka nuka akawa
ah.
A huma huma nuka nuka apawa ah.
Oh, that sounds like a great song.
It does.
I feel like if it was a real fish, someone would have made a song about it by now.
Yeah, I think you were just having a bit
really
of fun.
Fun.
I don't think that's real.
Huma huma nuka nuka apawa ah. A malahini manahini hoo.
It's real?
It's a real fish.
No way!
She sings it in High School Musical 2, Sharpay Evans. Huma huma nuka nuka apawa ah. A malahini manahini hoo.
I thought they were just fun words.
I wanna waka 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 deeky hoo hoo hoo.
Oh, come on, Sharpay.
Yeah.
Let me down.
She's a bit super califragilistic. Expialidocious. Dave, that was great fun.
Thank you.
Do that again tomorrow, will you?
I will, yes.
I wanna hear
with
about
it. Birds
yes.
this time.
This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now.
Ooh.
Welcome, one and all, to It's not the greatest radio game of all time, but it's a close second.
Don't sell it like that.
To don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. No, this is a really, really fun game. It's a second at the cinema. What you're about to hear is one singular second of an entire movie. If you can guess it, you'll win your way to the cinema. Simple
as
that.
It's just a 50-50, but I feel like every single time, like what I mean by 50-50 is I've either seen this movie or I haven't. But I feel like for every... I know that sounds ridiculous.
No, I get it.
I've seen this movie that, or I haven't. But for every single time that I've seen the movie that we played the clip of, I know it.
Yes.
That's good going, because sometimes I've seen it, but I haven't
recognised
it. So if
I don't know the clip, I guarantee I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of been your testament to this point. Look, have a listen, you listening, and if you can figure out what this movie is, all you have to do is just send us the word cinema in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. If we call you back and you guess correctly, you win your way to the cinema. Let's go.
Yeah, got it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous, Dave. Producer Callum called this one today. I've no idea.
Wrong. I wrote the letters of it.
Wrong. I still don't know from the letters he wrote.
So that's the initials of it?
Yes.
I have no idea. Wrong.
How would you not know that?
Sorry, how would you know that? Don't come at us. That is absolutely scandalous.
That's so impressive.
That you heard that, and I, as God is my witness, Dave sat here and went, wrong. Yeah, I got it. What? What do you mean you got it? Stupid.
I really want to do it as well, which is so annoying. I can in a bit, okay.
Message us the word cinema, 087-711-1038 if you think you know. Wrong.
Oh, I'm going to be sickened. I feel like it's going to be something I have seen and I'm going to be cross now.
Can I ask what the word is? Is it run?
No.
No. Okay, I won't confuse anyone by saying any more then. Run! Have a go. 087-711-1038. He's a married man now. Breaking all our hearts.
Is he?
Yeah. Huh. He is. Noah Kahan and The Great Divide on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's coming up on 20 to 10.
Do you know when people are married that are like young? I'm like, stop, what are you doing?
What are you trying to prove?
What are you doing?
Hey, he gets married and then he brings out a song called The Great Divide. What's going on in that household?
I don't know. I think he's doing like a, I presume Dermot Kennedy is still loved up as well. I'd say he's doing a, let's just keep talking about the heartbreak stuff because it
you
works.
You have to, it sells.
Who was I going out with 14 that hurt me? Let's make a song about it.
Let's get back to what's important, guys, in life. It's 1 second at the cinema. So you heard the music. It sounds like, and then it sounds like this. Wrong. Oh, that was the clip. So that is 1 second at the cinema clip this week. Do you know the movie just from that clip? Play it one more time. Wrong. You know the clip? I love this movie. It's so, so good.
But I'm so impressed with
the girls think it's very, very difficult to get cinema in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103. Do you know it?
Ian is there. How are you?
All good, all good. How
all
are
right,
you?
Ian, come on. This is the clip. What is that film?
It is The Emperor's New Groove.
The Emperor's New Groove.
Surely not.
With Kuzco and Yzma and Kronk.
Pull the lever, Kronk. When is the last time you saw that film, both Ian and Dave?
I want to say probably about 10 years ago.
Wow, that's a very
Ian? Probably in the last year or so.
Right,
really?
Right. Pull the lever, Kronk. And then Yzma would say...
Wrong lever.
Pull the lever, Kronk. Why do we even have that lever?
I love it. Ian, well done. Congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you.
Wow,
well
I'm so
done.
Impressed.
Well
beautiful.
Done.
Oh, I love it so much. It's such a good movie. I can't remember anything. What does Kronk say? He was like, poison to kill Kuzco. Kuzco's poison. Got
Kuzco's
it.
Poison.
Right.
Never
sound,
seen it.
Ian,
well done, boys.
Thank you, Ian.
Thanks
have a great
very
day.
Much.
Thanks,
good
Ian.
Luck. Bye. I don't think I've seen The Emperor's New Groove.
Have you
I
not?
Haven't.
Oh my God, it's so good. The poison for Kuzco. Kuzco's poison.
I did see a clip online yesterday, though, of that film Anastasia, and it brought me right back to being so terrified. I watched that a lot as a kid, and I'm like, I think that's why I wear that hat a lot.
Oh my God, that's so Anastasia coded. When she's on her way to St. Petersburg and she's like, I think I am the Tsar's lost daughter.
I think I have the worst memory
of all. My God, we watched really different movies as kids. You're talking about the Tsar's daughter and I'm like, oh, squeaker, squeak,
yeah, no,
squeaking.
Anastasia was heavy going.
It was tough going and I don't, like, how do you even quote it? It's amazing how
can
brain
you give
work.
Me a
I'm like, Anastasia,
so
yeah.
Bad. What
they're
saying in St. Petersburg.
And there was some green fella following around trying to haunt her.
That's
oh my
Hughes.
God.
No clue. Here's Raven Lene. I know the lyrics to this now. Love Me Not on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. 20 to 10.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Hello.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Guys, hey, how are you? It's the part of the show where I get to say whatever I want. And because I'm finishing tomorrow, this Fiona's final thoughts is going to be exclusively slurs. No. Imagine, I have been rewatching Desperate Housewives.
Tell me everything.
So I've just started season two.
Okay.
Which is a controversial one, I feel like, the storyline.
Applegate?
Yeah,
Apple,
the guy Apple. In the basement.
Yes.
I think it's a very dodgy storyline. So me and Dwayne, my husband, are rewatching it and we've noticed a very niche problem. Okay. Something that I have never picked up on at all before. Every time we watch Desperate Housewives and it goes to like a nighttime street scene.
Mm.
Our dog, Danish, absolutely loses her mind. The dogs of Wisteria Lane trigger her so much.
Stop.
I don't even hear the dogs. I feel like I always just hear like birds tweeting and stuff. But she like lifts her head up from her bed and is ready to scrap.
Stop.
Every time it goes to a street scene. And I'm like, I can't hear the dog. The only time I can hear a dog is when Mike Delfino has his big German Shepherd. And yeah, fair. I'm like, she's going to mouth off to that one. But there's mystery dogs and she wants to fight them all.
Is it Bono? Is the name?
Is that is it? Bongo?
Bongo.
So, whoa. Well done. That
you
was so close yet so far.
If you could be arsed, and you probably couldn't, but be recording a scene of the night scene, like on your commuter here, and use the sound settings to like boost it up so high and see if you can pick up a little dog.
Because it must be in there somewhere and it's only like transmissible to her and she goes absolutely
maybe
ballistic.
Maybe she's aware of the chaos going on in each individual home and she's like, there's something not right happening down in number six there.
What's the mother's name of the one with the basement? So you have Daniel and then you also have
is her name Betty?
Caleb. And then Caleb. You have Betty Applewhite.
Applebee or Applewhite, yeah.
Apple
and
White.
The son is
Daniel and Caleb.
Yeah, Daniel. Very good.